Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time. That's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. Trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow. Let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
Sugar-coated topping. There is another world beneath it, the real world. And if you want to survive it, you better learn to pull the trigger.
Peace to God.
Oh, you ain't dead. Credit card man is chasing you. IRS wants their money. Well, don't worry about all that, man.
AkeemL.com. At AkeemL.com, you can choose from an array of webinars, templates, documents, and tonics. Get the jump on protecting your body with all natural tonics that will revitalize your body.
Remember, I told y'all, we believe in showing proof of the things that we teach works.
So what's up, God? What are we talking about, man? What's going on with you?
Hey, listen, is Akeem there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Akeem, you still
here? I'm here. I'm in the back.
Check this out. Check this out. You know, I talked to you on a consultation, John. You remember I was giving you that testimony about the RS thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had not so long ago got out the RS on the folks by the house and everything, and I ordered that DVD, the RS DVD from you guys, and... I did for me, man. Listen, they said I owed it $83,000. They sent the lady here. She went all to my rental properties telling the people they don't have to pay no rent, pay it to them. Okay?
Yep.
Then they came here again. So I said, you know what? Let me send this letter. I sent a letter to her. I sent a letter to the commissioner. Exactly what you said to do. I sent about three letters so far. Guess what? They called my job and told my job to disregard the garnishment. She called those rental property people and told them, say, listen, y'all better pay your rent because we can't help you. And the tenant called my son who was managing the thing and told him they so sorry from holding the rent back. And then this, man, and they can't even talk to the lady no more. She done changed her number.
Listen, man. Let me say this. This is why you tune into Hindsight Radio.
That letter, listen, man, that thing is powerful. Listen, this what's up.
At AkeemL.com, you can pick up the injunction for a number of different states, like
South Carolina,
North Carolina,
California,
and all new
New York State injunction.
Go to AkeemL.com and pick up the injunction for your state today.
Or the new divorce and child support webinar.
AkeemL.com.
And for all you newbies, you can pick up the birth certificate authentication webinar and learn how to become a real party of interest. Get everything you need to conduct your affairs lawfully at AkeemL.com.
AkeemL.com.
Tune in live to learn law and protection for your rights, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Truth Tuesdays with Akeem L. on Hindsight Radio.
call in to ask questions, or just listen in by dialing 425-569-5169. Press the number 1 to ask questions or to give comments. From Hindsight University, peace to the gods.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who were they? Matthew who? Mark who? Luke who? And John who? What were their last names? When did they write? Did they know Jesus Christ? Did they walk with Jesus Christ? Did they eat with Jesus Christ? Did they talk with Jesus Christ? Did they even meet Jesus Christ? The answer is no, 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 no. Conclusively. The earliest of them that wrote, wrote 40 years after Jesus Christ, so they never met him. The last of them wrote 80 years after Jesus Christ, never met him. The other thing is, all of them seem to have written the gospel according to. Now, when you write a letter, do you sign it according to? According to is the third party. If Joanne or Jackie or Bobby or Johnny told me something and I wrote it, I would say according to Joanne, Jackie, Bobby, or Ronnie, according to. But those four people would not write a letter and in front of it say Jackie according to Jackie and not even write her last name. Because if Jackie wrote me a check and only said Jackie, I couldn't cash it. And if I was a policeman and I stopped Jackie on the road and she had a license that only said Jackie, she's going to jail. Where in the world is a document with only one name of four different writers that did not meet the one whom they're writing about? Where is that accepted in the whole world? Nowhere except in the Bible. And the church fathers and the church writers and the Christian historians, they all agree that perhaps those four writers themselves were only pen names. Because a writer would not write his first name according to. And there's a great amount of suspicion that the man called Paul, Saul of Tarsus, that because he wrote all the books from Acts all the way to the end of the New Testament, how many books is that? How many? 16, 15, 17, 19? All the books of Acts on, Colossians, Ephesians, Corinthians, Romans, Galatians, all of those books are written by whom? Paul, Saul of Tarsus, another man who never walked, who never talked, who never met, who never ate, who never prayed, who never knew Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? Now here we find four writers and another one between them that wrote all the New Testament books that never talked, never walked, never ate, never prayed, never met the man called Jesus Christ. Yet, in their words, the first mentioning of the Trinity came from where? From Jesus or from them? The first mentioning of Jesus being divine, a man God, came from whom? From them. The first mentioning that Jesus is the Son of God came from whom? From them. Jesus never said in his own words any such words, but it was the men who never met him, who claimed to have written, who didn't know their last names. And Paul, by the way, before he had that vision on the road to Damascus that only he saw and only he heard, guess what his occupation was? Do you know? He was a bounty hunter, a hunter of Christians, hunting them down like animals, binding them and bringing them to where? To Rome so that they could be executed. Now, if Hitler after killing thousands of Jews, said that on the road to Berlin, he had a vision that he was named an apostle to the Jews, and he wrote 20 books that all the Jews are supposed to follow. Do you think they would be following that book? I don't understand how people just don't read history. This is not what Khalid said, so don't get angry with me. This is your own scripture, your own Bible scholars, their own church fathers. All of them agree that Paul never met Jesus, that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John never met Jesus. By the way, they were not disciples. Nor were they walkers and talkers of the disciples. They were just writers and historians.
I want to ask you a question here in this service tonight. And those of you looking in by television, I'd like to ask you a question also. What are you programming yourself for? What are you setting yourself up for? Because people in general are constantly programming themselves for things without realizing it. People are constantly setting themselves up for negative experiences without realizing it. And then many times after people condition themselves and set themselves up for certain negative experiences, and these negative experiences come into their lives, they say, why did this happen to me? And I want to give you a good example of that right now. A few years ago, when I first came to the city of New York to minister in mass evangelistic work, a lady came to me in counseling and said to me, Reverend Ike, I want you to pray for me because I am here in New York City working very hard, trying to keep up with my bills and not making much success. And at the same time, I'm trying to build myself a house back down in South Carolina where I came from, so that when I get old and feeble, I will have somewhere to go to. I can sit out on my front porch in my rocking chair. And so I looked at her and I said, lady, do you know what you are doing to yourself? Here you are, healthy and strong, and you're programming yourself to become old and feeble. Listen to what she said again. I've talked about her many times. I just finally identified her Sunday, and I'm going to call her up here before the cameras in just a moment. I said, you said, you're saying that you're working hard, struggling, trying to build a house so that when you get old and feeble, you will have somewhere to go. I said, do you realize that you are programming yourself to get old and feeble? And so I talked her out of the idea of building a house and preparing it for her days when she would get old and feeble. I said, build a house, but build it to enjoy it. Don't build it for a place to get old and feeble in. It's like these people, you know, who save for a rainy day. Let me tell you, if you save for a rainy day, you're setting yourself up for a rainy day. You're programming yourself for a rainy day. I am not against saving, but don't save for a rainy day. Because if you save for a rainy day, honey, it's going to rain.
Thank you. Dogs, what's going on? Welcome to the More Empire Building Show with your host, Akeem L. You're now listening to Hindsight Radio, the information station changing the nation. Took me a little while to get in because I couldn't find my headphones. So I had to play a little music before I got here, got on. Well, I found one. I found it. And we're ready to roll. So, what are we going to talk about tonight? You know, I just got a brief thing I want to mention. You notice I had played Reverend Ike about programming yourself, you know? Over the last couple of days, I've done consultations. And with a few people, just talking with people in general. And I noticed one thing about people. You guys are programming yourselves to failure. That's right. You program yourselves to failure. You know, when we're teaching you guys, showing you how to do things, you guys will ask every question, what if question that, oh, what if they don't do this? What if they don't do that? If you go into a situation thinking what will go wrong, everything will go wrong. It's just how it works. I don't go into a situation thinking anything's going to go wrong. I just do it. And if something needs to be corrected, I correct it, and I get it done. And it's just amazing how, you know, we helping a couple of people to get their paperwork filed, just one brother in particular, and because he's got a case. He did that, ACH thing where you're using the back of the social, now they coming back for him after him for doing that. Like, we told people not to do it, and they doing it. Now, all of that stuff they did over the summer is coming back to bite them. The only way you're going to get out of doing that is, you know, we have methods that work, but takes a long time, but now we figured out you get that birth certificate corrected, you put, you know, get your status changed from Black African American or whatever they got you listed as, and you come in as a non-U.S. citizen, you know, whether it be a Moor, you know, if you, or what we call so-called white, whatever your background is, you become a national. Now they can't try you in those courts as a U.S. citizen. Now they have to try to, if they're going to do anything, it has to be done under treaty. And most of these treaties, they don't have jurisdiction to execute these statutes while you're under a treaty. They have to bring real law into the courtroom. Who's the victim? Who's harmed in this situation? They can't bring fictitious entities against you if you're coming in as a more aboriginal. See, that's how you get out of it. You put yourself under the status of being under a treaty. You know, we taught, use the Constitution, but now we know that treaties trump Constitution now. Which is more powerful. Constitution is powerful. But now you're going to use the official status, not a card that you get from the Morris Sinus Temple of America that on the back of it actually says you're a citizen. But yet they say you're a Moor, but you're a citizen. It's double talk on those documents. And that's why these brothers are getting locked up. But if you bring in your official document, your court order, and you fix that birth record, there's your bona fide evidence. You're under treaty. But back to people program themselves to fail. we have to be very careful about what we're saying to each ourselves daily. Are you speaking words that are uplifting you, or are you speaking words that are detrimental to your success? Which one? And I can tell you, a lot of people speak words of that are detriment to themselves. So back to this one brother. He's trying to file it. He's telling us. He tried to hand it in. They wouldn't let him take it. But if you, you know, he's in New York. But we've already said that in New York, when you're doing a name change, not the nationality, you know, you're doing both of those together, it has to be done online. And they gave him all kinds of problems with getting his paperwork filed. And one of the things that he didn't want to read the website. He didn't want to read the rules. He kept letting these people tell him what he's supposed to do instead of whipping out the rules and saying, this is what this says. Did I have a problem when I filed my paperwork? A little bit. She said I couldn't file it online. And I went, pulled out the rules and put it in the email saying, your rules say this is the only place I can file it. Bam. These peons will tell you anything to stop you. See, they'll see name change on it, and then they'll try to just use the rules for name change. But we all know that nationality must be determined in the Constitutional Court or the Consulate Court, a.k.a. Supreme Court or Superior Court. But you want, they want to get back up. Oh, well, they're not letting me. Dude, they're not letting you just walk through there without giving you some resistance. But I can tell you this. My paperwork is filed. I got a judge assigned to my case. Jonah's paperwork is filed. He's got a judge assigned to his case. One other person's paperwork is filed. No problems. I don't know if you want me to bring him, say his name, so I'm not going to do that. But I know other people. No problems. So that tells me it's the spirit of the person and what they studied and their determination and their knowledge. If you're walking in there with the expectation that you're going to ride off with some hearsay knowledge and get through there, you're going to have to study. You're going to be able to have, you're going to have to know what you're saying when you walk in there to get what you want. See, this particular person wanted George Act and tell us what the rules are when you're talking to two people that has had their paperwork filed. You trying to get yours filed, but you want to tell me the rules. And that's, you know, and stuff like that is frustrating. It makes me not even want to deal with people like that. Like, yo, man, you know everything. Go do it. Let me know how it goes. Then the brother went to go so far as thinking about taking a plea deal. Like, really? Become a slave instead of you just reading the website? Getting an understanding. And what's so beautiful about New York, they have a whole online tutorial to help people that's going in as propria persona to file their paperwork. It is so easy. If you just read the rules, they tell you what you need to redact, everything. But the problem people have is y'all want everybody to do it for you. Y'all want to be babysat. Y'all want to be children. Hell, children don't do that. They, you know, most children after a certain age, they don't want you doing nothing for them. They want to do it themselves. You ever have a little small child trying to learn how to walk, and he's trying to learn? I've had small children. I have four, and at some point, they don't want me helping them walk no more. They want to do it themselves. They want to be able to get up, walk. But somehow, y'all adults want somebody to change y'all diapers. That's why it says in the Bible, if you can be like these little children, then you can enter the kingdom of heaven. You're not getting in there if you're not putting in the work. That's just flat out plain and simple. You're not. This is not an easy walk. And these people know who you are when you walk in there, because when you give them the name, you're giving them the birth certificate, they know what your records are. And if you walk in there half-stepping, they're going to see you half-stepping right back out the door. How come I got my exam? How come Jonah got his exam? How come the other brother got his exam? And you telling me you can't get yours in the same place where we all filed it? Same state? You're going to try to tell me, well, my county is different? When they got it, their system is called the Unified E-Court, meaning that all of their stuff is unified and works the same way. See, when you tell me stuff like that, that tells me you did not read. You not take the time to read through that site to understand how to e-file like I did. I read the rules. Did I make a few mistakes? Yeah, I overlooked a couple things about redacting. And they told me, oh, yeah, just resubmit this and redact that. Boom. Fixed it. I bumped my head a couple times to get it right. The problem is people want to be successful without making mistakes. That's impossible. Can't do it. There's no such thing as success without making mistakes. Not. There's nobody on this planet that has become successful without doing something. Making some mistake or action that they had to learn from to correct it and perfect it. Isn't that what life is all about? Perfecting your walk. Okay, I can't go down that road. I go down this road, taking a step and correcting course along the way. That's what it's called. I think I got that term out of a book called The 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. It's a good book. You correct course along the way, but you got to take a step. And a lot of y'all want to sit on the phone and have us go down the line A to Z so you don't make mistakes. We tell y'all to read. We tell y'all to read for a reason, so that you can understand what you're actually doing. Anyway, all right, we got a seminar November 4th in Tampa, Florida. That's in a couple of weeks. Tampa, Florida. Been trying to work on this Colorado. Colorado's been kind of tough. People ain't really, I just can't put out that money, get out there, and, one or two people there, I can't do it. Now, if y'all want to do a private, a couple people get together, do a little private thing, and pay for the expenses, we are open for that. But right now, Colorado, plane tickets are expensive. Getting out there, just too much. We need feedback before we put that together. All right. Tampa, Florida, November 4th. Donation, $250. If you pay online, your receipt will be your ticket. And then you pay at the door. Of course, you must bring cash if you're paying at the door. It's going to be at the Courtyard Tampa downtown, 102 East Cash Street, at CASS Street, Tampa, Florida, 33602. You can go to akimel.com/events and purchase your seats in advance. $250 donation online, cash at the door. November 4th, look forward to seeing you there. And this one is going to be a one-day seminar. I didn't put the time, but the time is going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. 10 to 3, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I didn't put that on the flyer. I left that out, but I'll fix that. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wait a minute. Let me see. Let me check my website, because I think I did put the time on that. I might be telling y'all the wrong information. What time did I have on my website? Let's see. Events. No, I didn't put a time on there either. Okay, 10 to 3, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'll post it on line, the actual time. All right? Be there. That being said, I'm going to take some phone calls and see what y'all want to talk about. Let's see. Who am I going to go with? 803-260, peace.
Peace, I can. What's the good word?
Hey, what's
brother?
Going on, peace? What's going on? Not much.
Yeah, man, just studying a little bit about it. It's so interesting how you started off the show with the people wanting the doctors change and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wild, man. What Reverend Ike was talking about that you played at the beginning was so crucial about people setting themselves up. You know what I mean? Mentally, like,
mm-hmm.
I remember when you first introduced me to the information, I was more fascinated by the information than I was afraid of it not working. Like, the thought of it not working never crossed my mind, because it made sense for niggas to actually put
right.
their shit in writing so that it can manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna lie, I was
right.
terrified through processes. Like, with the child support case, I was terrified. You know what I mean? Just
mm-hmm.
from the simple fact that they sent that lawyer, and the lawyer sent that letter back, and the letter was so aggressive, I was like, man, shit, I don't have no letter to come back with this shit. And he was like, man,
they just be saying words on the paper. They just be put words on the paper, dog.
Mm-hmm. It's wild,
yeah.
man. Lately, I've been studying about quantum healing, just kind of
mm-hmm.
like the frontiers of the mind, and how the deeper science get into the mind, the more they figure out that they don't know about it.
Right, right. Gotcha.
I'll read this last chapter and then I yield the floor.
All right, go ahead, read it.
Mm-hmm. It was talking about how long, let me go back to it. The next one is the Sculpture of the River.
Mm-hmm.
This one is that one. Okay, so it's talking about a person that had cancer.
Uh-huh.
And the person ain't believed that they could get over the cancer. They wanted to believe it, but they wanted a doctor to say, oh, it's going to be some pill, or it's just going to be this, or just going to be that.
Right.
That's the answer. They, you know what I mean? Similar to what you were talking about, with some people just want A, B, C, D, and don't really want to go through the process, the spirituality side of it. And
right.
In a nutshell, it's saying that basically, I don't want to paraphrase too much. It's saying after years of testing and millions of dollars, a new drug may emerge that can benefit the population as a whole. And the drug is
right.
your own school belief.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. What you got to say about
that? Yourself through your own thoughts. Your own thoughts. You know? Connecting. That's why the Bible does say that we are God, because we're able to do that. But our thoughts, yeah. we don't realize our thoughts are creating everything around us. That's why the world is so screwed up, because people are living in fear and they're constantly thinking about what could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I can guarantee you, most of these people that think about things going wrong watch a lot of television. Or they feed into the stuff on social media.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't watch TV that much. I mean, mm-hmm. I really do. I watch movies. Like, I'll see a movie I want to watch. But we got, what, 3 TVs in here? TVs don't even hardly come on.
Mm-hmm.
Barely. They're here. I have DirecTV. I have Netflix, all that. We watch movies
yeah.
here and there. But most of the stuff that go on in this house is researching stuff, reading, things that require using your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I got to report back on my daughter. She's in the fifth grade reading on the ninth grade level.
Beautiful.
Because that's all she does, read. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. You know, that's one of the keys to it all. I remember when one of the first businesses I ever got into selling kitchen knives, the white man told me, it's one of the few good things. They ain't all bad. It's just hard for some of them to show you that they're good because it's so much they do. Mm-hmm. But this one particular white man, he said that you're either green and growing or you're brown and dying.
Yep.
So,
well, I would not say that they're all bad because they're not. That's not true. One issue that is common amongst them, they don't understand what it's like to be in a black man's shoes. So a lot of them try to identify with it, but they can't. It's impossible. You didn't grow up like me. You didn't grow up with all the stereotypes and automatically people labeling you as a problem from the moment they lay eyes on you.
Right.
And not only that, not only are you villainized by people outside of your culture, you're villainized by people inside of your culture. They don't experience that. They're not villainized. They wake up and mama look at them and tell them that they could be king of the world. Why? Because everybody out there, they see plenty of examples out there. Whereas with us, we might have one or two good examples out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
We
can
emulate. And especially in our circle, some people don't even have that. A lot of them don't even have a man to emulate in their household. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So we got a lot of things that we experience that the average do not experience. Why is somebody calling me? I'm going to have to pick this up because this is this. Hold on a second.
They know you on the radio, man.
Hello?
Hey, is this Mr. Barber?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how you doing, sir? This is Greg Brooks returning your phone call from the courtyard by Mayor Tampa downtown. How are you?
Yes, I spoke to the event coordinator, and we got it all straight. She took care of everything.
We got it all straight.
Everything's good, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I do apologize about that. I apologize if she wasn't responsive to your first couple phone calls or something like that. But I just got your message. I'm actually working late tonight. We got the Bruno Mars.
I know. She told me you guys got a lot of people showing up here, and I know you guys are busy. Yeah, I appreciate you calling me back. I just wanted to get that email confirmation that solidifies our date. I'm used to doing business. When we send a contract, they send us back the confirmation by email. This way, there's no problems.
Yeah.
Okay?
No problem. All right. Well, then you have a good evening. I'm sorry to disturb you, okay?
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye. Actually, I had to take that call because that was Tampa, the place where we have the event. You know, that's another thing. We got to learn how to do business. You know, that's what I was just doing, conducting business. I had to pause the show a little bit. Because that call was important because that's where we're going to be holding the event.
Right.
And the problem we had, you know, was this. I signed the contract on Monday, sent it in, but I never got a confirmation that it was received.
Right.
And in an email with their signature on it saying that this is it, your date's confirmed, we have the credit card information, we have everything we need. Because that tells me, okay, I got this email, so when I show up there on that date, you can't tell me I didn't have this book.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the young lady, you know, she might have been overwhelmed. He was over that. Well, your confirmation is the contract you signed, the actual contract you signed. But I said, sweetheart, you don't understand contract law. A contract is not a contract until us two people got a signature on it. There's no accord. Until someone else agrees to this. I agree, but I don't see your agreement.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I need
a proposal
stating that this is confirmed so that, you know, I'll have something. Because you could say you never received this that I faxed back. You know? And then, you know, called a couple times, no call. So I went, I'm a boss. I'm going straight to the boss, and that's who that was calling me. The hotel manager.
And see, the key though was that you stayed on top of the process too.
Yeah, 7:45 in the evening. He calling me, and he's off. Because his voicemail said he was going to be off the whole week. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, they got a lot of stuff going on. Bruno Mars is there in Tampa. After the storms, people are coming back to the area. So they're a little busy. No reason for me to get nasty. And I didn't have to rehash all of that stuff that I already dealt with. Another woman called me earlier who was her boss, and she dealt with it, and I didn't have to go. I said, listen, someone called me, they took care of it, we're good. No need to go over
that. That's right. mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
That's right, man. You just keep it simple with them, and then, because you could use that energy other places anyway versus trying to do it all over again.
That's right.
Bring it all over again.
Nah, there was no need to talk. She apologized. She said she got us. And even we tried to book rooms there on our own, and they had no rooms for us to stay. Right? So when I talked to her, she got us two rooms to stay. Oh, well, I can make it work for you. And gave us a good rate.
Yeah, that's good business mind, too. She understood etiquette.
Yeah. I'll make sure you get two rooms. Yeah, that's good business mind. Cause why? She's getting our money for the event, plus she's getting two rooms. At two nights apiece. they're making good money. They're not gonna turn down no money. He apologized, and then we move on. And I said, I understand. I know you guys are busy. We got to learn how to do commerce. The problem is a lot of people walking into these courthouse house ready to pounce on these people. You got to understand, those people have families at home that they're trying to feed, and they don't want to be there. Nobody's working in there because they want to be there. They're working in there because to them that's a secure job. They can retire. It's like what Reverend Ike was saying. These people are looking to work these jobs so they can retire. And be able to pay, just get by without having to worry about paying bills. These are the things that they're doing. And this is what we're programming. Oh, retirement. I want to get old and retire and live easy or live comfortable. I'm sorry. That's not what I want.
Me either.
I don't want to live comfortable. I want to live extraordinary.
That's right.
Where I could get up and decide if I'm going to go out and go fishing, get on a boat somewhere, or go to an island somewhere and hang out. That's where I want to live.
That's right.
Hey, we going to this next country next week. Y'all ready? Boom. Get on a plane. We all going. That's
I'm
how
all
I
for
want
it. To live.
And
still
but
be
I'm
relevant
making
the
sacrifice
relevant.
Now to do it.
And still be relevant in the community, too, to be, beneficial to the community, too.
Man, I don't want to live no – because you got to understand, you've been in sales before. If you aim for 200, you might get 150.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's always – you're always going to come a little short of your goal in sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you put your goal up high so that you can actually get enough. Because if you set it too low, you won't have enough.
That's right. You
have
to set the bar high. What they say, aim high, end high.
Right. And at the same time, our ancestors left this land for us. We fucked it up by fighting amongst each other.
Yeah, man.
Now, Nobuju Ali left the way for us to get it back.
That's right.
He did. He left it away for us to get it back. But guess what? You ain't going to just walk in there and do no paperwork and get it. I showed y'all that on Tuesday night, showing y'all this trust that they've been chasing after. Everybody's been saying they're part of a trust. And when I look at it, that ain't even a goddamn trust. It's just a filing in Cook County.
That's right. No different than a UCC.
It's just a piece of paper.
Yep.
And these people are actually putting this one piece of paper in court cases and expecting these people to respect them as a more.
I mean, that's what I realized when I went in there. I had to stand on the information, really had known it. If I didn't have known it for myself, because, you know, when I first had got into the information when you put me on it, I already could see by the look in your face how what the first process was with the ABCs. I had full faith and credit in it. And then as I continued on the process, I realized, I said, man, shit. I said, well, damn it, I can't know this shit. But all the brothers that ain't getting into it giving me shit about it. But they ain't even, what's the other answer? What answers they proposing to it? At least this makes sense. You can at least show them something from them.
You already know. Them brothers hated on me, talk shit about me. I don't know half of the stuff they talk.
But,
you know,
they don't use it until you started growing, though. That thing about it. Because remember, I've known you for a minute now. They ain't started hating on you until after you started prospering and growing.
Guess what? You was in high school.
Exactly.
When I first met you, working with your daddy. I know you since you was a kid.
Yep.
So they didn't know that we knew each other that long.
Nah, I didn't give it off on them either.
Yep. They didn't know that I know your daddy, we worked together, and your sister, your brother, all of them.
Yep.
Watch them all graduate school.
They loved you when you was down on doing the cable and trying to make just the cable work, just the DirecTV, which you did good with that. You got a van and started moving up, too. But the funny thing once you got into this information and then your spirituality started changing, it's funny how people, I watched them. Literally, I watched it like a movie. They dropped off like flies. It was just so interesting, man. And so I said, well, let me follow this shit and see what happened with my life. I lost some people, too. You know what I mean? But I gained some even better relationships. And you know what I'm saying? Basically, I consider hindsight like the fountain of youth for me. It's like something I could, whenever I'm feeling low, I wasn't even feeling real good, but I said, man, let me get on hindsight, man, because I'm at least learn something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yep. So,
now,
yeah, man.
The sad part about that was I never went in there and dissed them brothers, ever. How many times you hear me say anything negative or disrespect them brothers? Now,
not
I did
one
say
time,
that those the process they're following was going to get them locked up, you know, warned them.
And shit, it did get one of them niggas locked up.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them, his whole, you know the story. The whole family in jail right now.
But he was always chasing that money, trying to get that money out, that damn red numbers on the back of the car. We joining y'all
business
in it.
Well, listen, I'm going to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time that you could get the money off the back of the social.
Mm-hmm.
They was letting some of that slide through. That same brother actually got $30,000 off of it.
Wow.
But that was years ago. Yes, he went in there and wrote a check for like $1 million, right?
Uh-huh.
And the bank took it. And when they pulled it up, his name was on it. This was before a lot of people were doing it in the area. Before it was rampant.
Right.
People trying that. So, you know, of course, one or two people would slip through the cracks.
Right.
And we went in there. They gave him a receipt for it. And when he went back, they tried to play like he never put nothing in the bank. So he flipped. Yo, I got my receipt. I want my money. They said, go call the cops and blah, blah, blah. He said, call the cops. I got a receipt. I deposited this. Right? Because they was trying to just oust the money and keep it going. Because what
he
did was he created an instrument. And see, and some dumbass who's listening to me right now is going to try this and get locked up. I'm telling you, do not try this. Because he's locked up now anyway. He got it. I have to tell you the whole story. So he created an instrument, put the routing numbers on the check, boom, put his name on it, deposited. Came back, and then he tried not to give him the money. He beefed about it. So the manager called him back. He said, listen, I'll give you $30,000 if you walk out of here. He took the $30,000 and left.
Full satisfaction.
So he got $30,000. They gave him $30,000. They came to an accord. He took his $30,000 and walked out. He got away with that. They didn't bother him over that. But when he kept playing with that, throwing rocks at him over the years, they got smarter. Just like it's like the Matrix. You know, the earlier versions, they were easy to beat.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But then they got smart and they built holes. They closed up some holes. But when he got charged the last time, don't you know they brought that instance up?
Wow.
That was one of the charges? Yes. That was one of the charges. Now, he had done that maybe 10 years earlier.
Wow.
He came and he brought every instrument he discharged the house, got away with that. They brought every one of those instances up. Every one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So instead of, you know, being covert, he kept pushing it. And then when they got that bigger money, they went on Facebook. The kids went on Facebook broadcasting it, everything. So what I'm saying is he had plenty of opportunities to walk away. He got some wins that most people won't ever get. But he didn't know when to quit. He didn't know when to quit.
Peace to the God.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was so cocky, he was putting them instruments in his case.
Wow.
Like, no, isn't this what they're charging you with? So you're going to put this in your case for real? Okay, that only makes sense.
No, it don't
but,
at all.
Yeah, so that, you know, and all them brothers, they hated. They didn't. They thought he was God in this situation. The fourth time he was, and I feel bad that that happened to him.
Right,
but
right,
at the same time, we get what we ask for. We get what we ask for, and all them brothers right now are scattered around like sheep without a shepherd. Right now. Don't know what's up and what's down. They, you know, that's that.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, by the way, I didn't tell everybody. In Sunday, October 29th, I will be doing a private seminar in South Carolina. And the space are really limited. I think it's already pretty much full. I think it's only like 5 slots left. I'm doing on a Sunday. I'm doing a private seminar. This is someone who booked me with their little group that they got. But she said there's room for a few other people that want to. If you want to come, hit me up with your information. I will send you her information to contact her.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
A great idea. Somebody in South Carolina, that's huge. Private? That's a free consultation.
Yeah, this is
plus.
A private one. Yes, I'm going to be going in on that one. Yeah, it's a private thing. It's private, but she said there's enough room for a few extra people that couldn't make any of the other seminars. And if you're in the South Carolina area, I will be doing that on the 29th of October.
Peace
that's
to God.
A Sunday. Y'all going to have to give Jesus a rest for that one day if y'all want to come. He'll be waiting on y'all next Sunday. Yeah. That's if y'all into all of that. Lord knows I have given up on that part of my life. And since I have, I put off the old and put on the new, I've done very well.
Mm-hmm. It ain't like you lost faith in God or you lost faith in the high spirit. It's just that story that they beat into our ancestors' head to make them submit. You just, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? You disconnected from the brainwashing side of it. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if a person ain't never read the Willie Lynch letter, that's something they probably could learn about from you at this private event, matter of fact. Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Man, hell of huge, man. I yield the floor, God. Peace to the God.
All right, peace of God, brother. See you, talk to you later. All right.
Uh, 602-396. Hey, what's happening? Peace
to God. Peace of God, what's going on? Hello? What happened? You lost him.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to go to a little better connection area. All right, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
That should be better.
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead. What you got?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't get to hear from all that. No. I just had a couple of quick questions. I wanted to make sure I got everything. Well, I know I probably don't have everything, but I'm getting to that point for this child support thing trying to dispute. If I'm out here in Arizona and I got a marriage child support issue back in Michigan. And I put together the injunction, child support injunction, off of an episode that I listened to you go in about. I think it was like the time you pretty much got on the air around that time. You know?
Yeah, but the child support injunction is pretty much to stop them from getting you into a case. You're already in a case.
Right, right.
So you
got
to go
that.
Back and do a lot more work than that. Go ahead.
Right. Because I got the original, what's that, income withholding order. I got that. And
that's an income withholding order. You don't want
right.
to
I still
got to
get the child
order.
Support order.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I still got to get that. I made up my affidavit off of the income withholding order. So, you know, I denied all of that. I also did a third-party debt collector letter from listening to y'all, Tuskahoma seminar.
Okay.
Tuscaloosa or something like that.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Right. Yeah, I did a third-party debt collector letter off of that. So I got that lined up with it. And I did a rescission of signature as well.
Okay.
So what I wanted to know, I was supposed to do like a constitutional challenge as well, right?
Yep.
What
are you gonna do to say you're not supposed to challenge? What are you gonna use to say you're not supposed to pay child support? What are you gonna use?
My religion.
What evidence? Okay.
My religion, the fact that I wasn't served properly, because I really wasn't never served properly at all. I never got a letter or none of that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never get a chance to address the issue. No subject matter jurisdiction.
Okay. You might want to go listen to one of my shows that I did. It was a couple of weeks ago. It was a brother who was in child support, and he raised some arguments. You might want to go back and listen to that show. And it's just child support testimony on it. It was about two or three Thursdays ago.
Right.
But I've been playing that clip at the beginning of a lot of my shows. So you might want to go back and listen to that.
All right. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I got my wife doing the affidavit, too. Because they're using her name to come at me. And you know what I'm saying? She ain't bringing no issue. Of course not.
So what is she going to say?
That's what I got to come up with now.
That's going to be powerful. You need to go ahead and use her affidavit stating that she doesn't have a claim against you.
Right. And that they're not representing her, period. Because let me tell you what they look. They send her mail to my mama house.
They just send the mail anyway. They don't care. Then they try to enforce that.
Exactly. My mama house in Michigan. I'm in Arizona. You garnishing my job in Arizona. Why is you sending mail to Michigan? See what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But yeah. That's how I got it all lined up so far, and I've been studying but I'm going to go back and listen to that show you was talking about, too, because I believe I had saved that one.
Go back and listen, because he brought up some nice codes. He did very well in that.
He was calm as, I don't know, water rolling off of death's ass. He was calm as shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also, I wanted to know, when we go to one of your seminars discussing the new information, you know, correcting your birth certificate and everything, when you leave there, you ready to pull the gun on that? Or is there something?
We show you all the paperwork, what needs to be filed.
Right.
If you astute enough, yes, you can pull the trigger on it.
Oh, okay.
But you're going to have to study the rules for your state on how to file it, where to file it. Of course, your Supreme
right.
Court or Superior Court depends on the state.
And you got to file it in the state you was born in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, That's what I thought. All right. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
some
that's
of the objections. Those are some of the obstacles people are having where they're telling them to file it in their state for name change. Nationality
right.
has to be corrected in the state where that birth certificate was corrected, was originated from.
Right. And I think
they
tried
to give me that argument, but once that nationality is on the paperwork, they got to do the whole case.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I heard your show the other night on Tuesday, and I think you was talking to Infinity, and you was telling him that the stuff that they asking for, like certain stuff that
like
they're
the
asking
social.
For.
Yeah, what you do is, see, y'all got to start thinking outside the box. Take their form, edit it, and take that off. You're already going to have to edit that form and add race and nationality. So you're going to have to take, when they ask for social, I would not give them that. I would edit the form and put, that be one piece of information I would leave out. Not giving them
shit,
a social.
Y'all got me to the point, man. When somebody asks me for my social, I get offended. Like, you just call
you
me a nigga or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should. That's not mine. That's theirs. That don't belong to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my property.
That's their property.
Just from
y'all
ordering a lot of y'all forms.
Huh?
I was saying, just from ordering a lot of forms from y'all in the past, I see that pretty much you got to edit everything that you get anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you got to make
it work for
you. We're just giving you guys an overstanding on where you need to go.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's
up. See, too many people want a ready-made kit. Tell y'all something about these ready-made kits. A lot of people selling them, but they ain't doing nothing for you. The secure party creditor process. Oh, I'll do it all for you. Just give me $1,000. I'll file it, do everything, make your job easy. And it does nothing.
I already know.
Mm-hmm.
I already know. I've seen too many people. They got too many videos of people getting locked up doing that shit.
No, they get locked up when they try to use it in something. They don't get locked up for filing it. They get locked up when they try to use it in law.
Yeah.
Try to enforce something.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, my brother.
All right,
that was pretty much all I had. Good talking to you, man. Try to get to one of those seminars real soon.
Yeah, you need to make one. All right, peace to God.
Peace to the God.
310-403.
King, peace. That's good.
Peace, what's up?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say, man, that New York seminar was off the hook. Y'all did it. I didn't get to see your part. Yeah, I didn't get to see your part, but I was there for Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Good.
And for everybody out there, man, don't try no funny business, man. I can't be holding it down at the seminars, man. Kicking old ladies out for not paying, shutting down microphones, all that.
People coming in trying to game, boy. Trying to run their little game. They want to regulate. You're like, what? You can't come here and tell me what it's going to be. You know? I didn't kick out. She was like, he didn't like the way I was doing things. I said, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll give you money back, and you have a nice day. But she ended up staying.
Yeah, she was bluffing.
You know?
Right.
I ain't no fool. I'm not letting money walk out the door. But at the same time, you're not going to say my peoples is lying and you the one telling the story. You know, she tried to call, you know, the ladies I had working who was collecting the money, try to say something that wasn't true. So I said, okay, let me bring her here. You can tell her that to her face now. We can tell her this right now. Yeah.
Right.
But,
yeah, man. So one of the questions I had on that was, you know, the brother had called in a few weeks back, and he asked you that question about, you know, would we possibly need to change the location of the birth? You know, if we basically saying we're not born in the U.S., do we need to change that? And I don't think that came up in the seminar.
Why would you change the location? No, what your location is changed. You missed the part where I read that treaty from the Moroccan or the Moors Science Temple, where it says once you change it, you get annexed back into the Empire of Morocco. Automatically.
Oh, okay, there it is. Gotcha.
You got to understand, once the status is changed, the location is changed. What is a U.S. citizen? Someone who resides where? District of Columbia.
In the U.S.
Right?
Yeah, gotcha.
In the U.S., in the corporate U.S., any of its territories, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a Moor, where do they reside? All over the land planet.
Right.
On land and old. They have jurisdiction over the whole planet. Or at least three quarters of it. As that document I showed you, it said. So.
Yeah.
They have jurisdiction over the corporation. They have no jurisdiction over the land. They only hear as trustees over this land, and once we come in our proper person, our proper selves, they have to give us our what belongs to us. That's why they spend so much time keeping you ignorant.
That's exactly what they get. Yeah, that's good to know. Okay. Well, I'm on it. You know, I got my forms for my state and all that, so I'm picking through them as we speak, trying to figure them out. And then another thing I was going to say, man, at the beginning, that's the main reason I chimed in is at the beginning when you talk about people programming themselves for failure, man, that's big time. I don't think we realize once you start taking inventory of that on a daily basis of things that happen, and you could look at it as a negative or a positive. And you just automatically look at it as a negative. And once you really start taking inventory and changing your mind about those things, it'll have great results. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So anything you have to do is mind checks.
See what we're saying on a consistent basis. You know?
Yeah. Right. And that one thing that helped me was that Kevin Trudeau, that your wish is your command.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's long. It's like 12 hours.
Right.
Listening to that, he drops a lot of those analogies and stuff in there. It makes you think. That's a good one for the people if they want to check that out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
right,
brother. That's what I had.
Absolutely right. All right, brother. Peace. Yeah. Peace to God.
All right. Peace.
All right.
Peace to the gods, Hakeem. What's going on, bro?
Peace to God. What's going on?
Man, I'm glad that first part of the show that you played with a brother was basically breaking down where some people was trying to tell on him about paying the rent and stuff like that, and he was getting garnished and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it went down. It's crazy that happened, too, because I was checking my statements, pay stubs, right?
Mm.
So then it started in on your boy already, right? So I'm like, all this was happening, like, in 3 minutes, within 3 minutes of each other. I'm on the phone checking my pay stub. Bruh man is talking like that to the introduction to the show. I'm checking in the hotel trying to get ready for the show. And I'm like, oh, they done started this madness with me, garnishing me. And then Brother Man said, but mind you now, I got my paperwork getting ready to, when I get back home, because I'm on the road right now, to drop the letter, you know what I mean, and the Kinsey versus Pagliaro and all that type of business. I'm like, okay, this is the way it's supposed to be going down. And so to make a long story short, I was like, you, and then you played the what you think, you know what I mean? It's like, I ain't even tripping. I'm like, wait till they get a load of what I got for them. I ain't even worried about it. And so, like you said, that positive thinking and you're not setting yourself up for it. Because I ain't even been worried about it the whole time because I knew, because it kind of like been a slow play going, getting these documents ready because I've been on the road. And I'm like, something's going to happen. And what and another thing about it is like everybody wants everything to be easy. And I'm telling y'all hindsight radio family out there, look, I'm getting ready. I'm trying to catch up with Butter, get back to another seminar. And ain't all for some people, we need a little bit of push. Some people need pushes a little bit more for other people. And some people can get right into it and snap with it. Me, I'm having to get a little bit of a push. You know what I'm saying? But you need that. That's for you. That's your situation. And if y'all going to be lazy and not study and do what you ain't supposed to be doing, you ain't going to get what you know what I'm saying?
No.
It just ain't going to happen. Right. It just ain't going to happen. And so I was calling in to just say that.
People,
just like, man.
We could do all the paper they work for, do all of that, whatever. But if you walking in and people give you a bogus-ass line saying we can't file that, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of the other common thing is, well, you don't live here. You can't file out here. I said, brother, you got to think on your feet. Say, listen, I conduct business all over the United States. The address I gave you is where I want my mail to go. That's the only place I get my mail. I reside here. Are you lying? No, you're not. Because that straw man was created right there in that county. He resides there. You see
wow,
point?
You just
you trying to
yeah,
get
you
at
just
him.
Answered the question I was getting ready to ask you too. Wow,
right?
Okay,
he resides there.
Okay,
say listen.
Okay,
and then if you get pushed a little further, because they don't ask for no ID when you file in the paperwork.
Nah, they don't.
Not at least in New York, they don't. Now, you know, other places may be different. When you're doing it online, you just put in all your documents. They take it, boom, you're done. You know
that is. That's crazy about the brother not wanting to read and do that. But I mean, I wouldn't really want. I mean, something as serious as this with your life on the line. That's just me, bro. I wouldn't want nobody handling it if I don't understand everything that's going on.
Yo,
that's why
they're trying to get his. They trying to get him to take a plea for his problem.
Take a plea.
And the option they're gonna give him is he pay all the money back that he never got because you know if you did the back of the social. They kick those back, right?
Yeah.
They
no
want
doubt.
Him to pay back some money that he never got.
Okay, that he never got, like, and you talking about a plea? Come on, son.
Right, and then
don't be a shook one, man.
Don't pay the money back, but you're gonna be on probation for some years, for like 10 years. Like what? They trying to make him a slave.
Man, I'd have a magnifying glass glued to that computer monitor. You understand what I'm saying to you? A magnifying glass up to the dictionary defining each word, every single word to break.
Dude, the unified court system in New York has a tutorial to show you how to file online.
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier, bro. I just couldn't believe it. I was in here shaking my head. I'm like, come on, B.
Where they walk you
come on.
He was trying to, so he called me because he wanted me to do it. I said, yo, I was straight up with him. I said, brother, if you want me to do it, it's going to cost you $500 to file that for
okay.
me. And you got to pay the filing fees, which is like, New York is over $300. $210 for the filing, then you got to pay the $95 for the RJI.
Okay, come on, man. You're coming off the stack. You might as well say
right?
you're coming
I
off
just,
the stack. Okay.
Right. You're going to have to pay me that, and the reason why I would charge that, because I know you don't want to study, and you want to use my brain, and my brain is very valuable.
Okay.
So
hey.
If I'm going to be on the phone, going back and forth with you, talking to you, and coaching you, I'm going to get paid for it, okay? Because I already dealing with. That really was a distraction price. Like, nigga, if you really serious, you'll pay it. Or, you know, but I didn't really want to take the. I didn't really want to do it. So that was my price.
Because
I
knew
it
was going
to be aggravated.
Yeah. Okay. Step up to the plate. And the same way you're saying that, right? The same way you're saying that. And if it's worth it, if it was worth it to him, I guess, has he said anything to you about the G-ball? No.
No, he ain't come back. Guess what? Guess what he did? He got it filed.
Okay.
He got it in. All of a sudden, he got it in.
Yeah, you don't want to come off that stack. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
He went
and figured it out just enough, and then they kicked it back and said he can't file it online.
Right.
Now,
but I know, I heard your story already a long time ago.
Right.
About
they
that,
the
that the rule.
To me.
Yeah,
right.
To you. You said this a couple, like last month. You
right.
I even know
the
that.
Same thing. And I, you know, when she told me, I was, what was I doing? I was driving. So I couldn't pull up my computer and prove that she was wrong. So I said, okay, ma'am, I ain't argue with her. So I went back home, got on my computer, pulled up the rule, copy and pasted emails, and then I called her. I said, ma'am, you told me I can't do this online, but it says this process can only be done online. Here's the rule right here.
Uh-huh.
She said, okay, hold on. Let me take it up. I'm going to take it up to one of the judges. Went up to the judges. She came back a new person. She was rude first. Then she came back. Okay, yes, we can do this, but this is what I need you to do. I need you to redact all of that certain information off and resubmit it, and I'll kick it up to the judge.
Okay,
she
yeah.
Was real helpful after that.
Okay, you
so
dropped the
I'm
big jack
is,
on her.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, first of all, I wasn't argumentative with her.
Right,
I showed
no doubt.
Her the facts, but I wasn't trying to make her look stupid. Second of all, I knew what I was talking about. And I approached it like this is supposed to happen. I didn't approach it all, you know, cowering away from her. I was standing up, okay, because I asked her, I said, well, okay, if I ain't doing it right, I'm just going to need your help so we can get this right. So I know you got a lot of other people to deal with. You know, and I don't want to be in your head too long. Boom. All of a sudden, she was very cooperative. School,
listen, man.
People need to learn how to use verbal judo. That's what you need to learn.
Yeah.
Study verbal judo because cops use it on you all the time.
All the time. All the time. And they be learning that because
trained.
Most of them. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them go on to go in there and get in there being public pretenders and so-called lawyers and attorneys,
mm-hmm.
too. That's where they get that first training out there in the streets, you know what I'm saying, practicing that verbal judo and whatever they got,
you
know what I'm else they got.
You
got to
learn how to disarm these people. Y'all
no
know
doubt.
Most of these people
and
here, most of them people in them courthouses are women. You go in there and you start talking to the women, hey, how you doing? How was your day? Did you have a good weekend? Did you have a good evening? And then you say something like this to one of them. You know what? Out of all these people in here, you're the most beautiful one in here. What you think you're
doing? Hey, man, what? Hey, come on, man. Come on. We got to do what needs to
be
done.
You become her best friend all of a sudden.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
I mean, what are we in there doing? We're trying to get work done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know one thing I want to say to you, Akeem? Is when I was studying the templates this weekend and basically getting my paperwork together and, you know, putting in the things I need to put in, you know what I'm saying, for the template and certain things. And I did what you said. I read the document, man, like six times. I even sat down with my brother. I said, come in here, man, come in here. I said, the meat of this document is right here. The holder in due course. There's all kind of language in the template, right? But here's the one that gets you. This is the one. This is the part. The holder in due course, right here. You know what I'm saying? And then them six bullet points. You know what I'm saying about what you got to go through. That's why, like, they garnished my check, but I ain't even tripping. I already know when this thing, when this drop on them and they open that up, they's not expecting this to come back, bro. They're not expecting me to come back. They're not expecting me to get some ass to keep coming back to them.
Well, the problem these courts have is they got so many cases that they're doing, they're not used to actually practicing law. So when you walk in there and you actually make them work, they don't know how to handle that.
Don't know how to.
They're used to just snatching people's property up without a fight. A proper fight. A proper fight.
No doubt.
Yeah, they fighting, but they ain't fighting properly. That's the thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A proper
fight. And they try to.
Where you use a procedure and stuff like that, they get, okay, now they get shaky and they start making mistakes. And I realized, when I'm going back with different attorneys, I realized how smart they are. A lot of them are not really, they just barely finished school just to get the degree to be a lawyer. They don't really know law.
I think, didn't you tell that story on Hindsight one time about some guy was saying, man, you know what, you're right, I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to feed my family. He's like, what?
They don't know law. They know procedure. They know how when to file, times to file, how to file. But they don't really know how to go in there and pick stuff apart to win their cases. And then they got the judge who's helping them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Helping them win their cases.
Yeah, no doubt.
So.
Yeah. Hey, that's just some culture. And then you have to comb the judge head sometimes, too.
Yeah. What you do in situations like that, you have to, when it comes to the judge, just make sure you do everything procedure be as procedure as possible so that you can beat them on the pill.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you were talking about the when they said you basically, like, when you put that care of to this address, that's what she was talking about, which you don't live here. You know what I'm saying? Where you
right.
Send
you,
care you,
you send
say, a doctor
yeah, that's
to.
My business. When that came up about where I live, I said, you know, I travel. I'm all over the place. I'm in New York sometimes. Actually, I was just there a couple of weeks ago, and I'm over here. So I have the address on that paperwork is where I want my mail to go. And that was the end of the conversation.
Okay.
That shut it down right there.
Yeah.
I didn't misrepresent anything because I was in New York a few weeks before that. We had just did the New York seminar, I think in July or something like that. Bye, brother. Let me keep you going.
Yeah, no, let me keep it going. Peace to the God. All right. Thank you.
All right, peace to God. All right, 219-333.
Peace to the gods.
Peace to the God. What's going on?
I just had one question about that RJI.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking for it in my state. That form, like,
some states don't have it. Some states don't have it, so it may not be required in your state. That's New York. All right. They might just want a proposed order. A petition and proposed order. So just put that in.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right.
That's all I want to know.
A proposed order is just like a request for judicial intervention. You're doing your petition and doing your order at the same time. And if you want to do your own request for judicial intervention, just file a motion for summary judgment. That's really, in essence, a request for judicial intervention. Just that New York has a form that you fill out.
Right.
All right, bro.
All right. Peace to the God.
All right. Peace to God. All right, y'all. That's it for me tonight. There was not many who wanted to get calls or wanted to ask questions or talk. That's it. So, remember, we got the Tampa seminar. Coming up on November 4th, go to my website, akeemel.com, and get the full details. Time is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm going to double check that. Maybe it might be the 4. I got to check that again. But, yeah. That's what we'll be talking about, fixing the birth certificate, correcting your nationality, and truly coming up out of this system properly, the proper way. All right? All right. Peace to God.